Jeff McMillan has a vision.
What I'm trying to create is a college environment to fill the gap for young people with developmental disabilities between secondary school and full adulthood.
He calls this idea Mulberry Village, a small residential collegiate community to be created somewhere in rural Sonoma County, where students can bridge the years between high school and full adulthood.
For most young people growing up, they backpack through the world, or they have jobs, or they go to college, or they go to a vocational or a trade school, or they apprentice through some employer, etc. There's many options available to them. But for people with developmental disabilities, it's pretty much over. Whatever complaints we have with the school systems, when you look at them overall through a lifetime, those are the best years in a kid's life. And the real gap that I found when thinking of my own son is what happens the last day of high school until he's a fully functioning adult.
Drawing on the Camp Hill model that was introduced in Scotland in 1940, Mulberry Village would have a customized curriculum mixing physical education, shared tasks, and tailored coursework, but the underlying goals emphasize personal development rather than information acquisition or skill building.
Around the age of 21 is where the person starts to come into their adultness. It's where their ego develops, the true essence of that person. And no matter what abilities a person has, the essence of a person never suffers illness, never suffers handicap. And that essence, that true core soul of a person, the thing in them that gives them joy of life, is what Mulberry Village is set to bring out.
A key concept in this process, McMillan says, is what he calls social therapy.
Therapy doesn't imply a therapist and a client. Social therapy means that you do work and you perform and you're motivated because of your relationships to others. And these relationships are not paid relationships. These relationships are peers, teachers, mentors, mentees.
The student population will be small, just 24 when the village is fully operational, and it will be a long-term option with residents able to stay, in some cases, until they turn 35. The costs will be similar to those of a small private college, enough to cover their ongoing operational expenses, but this means it is something that will not be affordable for many families. Still, even with a projected opening date that's not until 2017, McMillan is already getting lots of interest, enough so that he's begun to formulate an admission screening process.
Like any other college, we're going to interview and try to bring in those candidates or those new students that we feel will be best served by the program.
With the end goal, he says, of creating a lively, supportive, and accepting community for everyone there.
The people that are there believe in the idea of community, that when you put all the people and all the skills and all the abilities and all the talents and all the eccentricities and all the nuances of individuals together, then you have a working community.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.